Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. Ty Hildenbrand here. Dan Rubenstein over there, solidverbal@gmail.com, as always, is the email. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and now we have finally created, at long last, Dan Rubenstein, you have created the Snapchat?
That's it's an application on your phone, and you become friends with British people, and they're your Snapchats.
At long last, we have a Snapchat account. I have no idea how to work this app. I don't even have the password. At some point, you're gonna have to give me that.
Snapchat is really fun. First of all, thank you for having me once again.
Yes,
this
welcome.
Is an impressive streak of you welcoming me to the show.
It is.
And even though we live in separate parts of this region, I just want you to know that I just want you close where you can stay forever. You can be sure, Ty, that it will only get better as we get closer to the season. Obviously, you and me together through the days and nights. I don't worry about us, Ty, because everything's going to be all right. People keep talking that they can say whatever they like, but all I know, Ty, is everything is going to be all right.
Are you doing Alicia Keys?
Obviously, I'm doing Alicia Keys.
Has she released
anything lately?
God, I couldn't even tell you.
I know
she did that New York song with Jay-Z a couple years back. That's the last thing I remember. Other than that, I think she's just done a few award shows.
I'm looking it up. Not since Girl on Fire. I don't think she's released an album.
Huh.
Which means I feel like we're due.
All right, well, let this be the start of something special.
This is true. Anyway, back to what you were saying, Snapchat. Very quickly, yes, we're going to be doing things on Snapchat. No, we are not 17-year-old people sending tasteful nudes of each other with filters. Yet, I can promise that we have no plans on doing anything like that. I will say that we're going to be doing fun, weird things on Snapchat. And if you think Snapchat is just something that people do send tasteful nudes on, you would be correct that that is a usage of it, but I would also insist that once you tool around with it a little bit, there are fun things to do on there. I do a little game show on there. I think you're on Snapchat as a personal account, correct?
I have not publicized the account, but yes.
Right, okay.
I'm not actually snapping from that account, if that's such a thing.
Right. But yeah, we're going to be doing some preview stuff in August. We have some plans to collaborate with some people. On the show itself, we are going to do some video preview weird stuff on Snapchat. We're going to give, Ty's going to give exclusive tours of his life.
I'm going to do a tour of the original Solid Verbal studio.
Yeah.
I'm up at Mama H's tonight. I told you before we hit record, I had like three big bowls of Mama H's turkey chili, which was divine.
Nice.
And then I topped it off with 8 chocolate chip cookies.
That's the serving size.
So, right. I am now broadcasting with a bit of a stomach ache.
Yeah.
But never a heavy heart, Dan. Always good to have you here with us.
Nice.
I should also point out before we get rolling here with what looks to be a great email show, you are on the DL right now, man. Are you able to broadcast through the pain? Yeah. You all right?
I'm all right. I have reached a certain milestone in life in that I'm having grown-up injuries that I've never had in my life before. I have some form of plantar fasciitis. My heel is not great. So my rec league basketball career will probably be taking a sizable hiatus. And it makes me sad, but it's necessary, Ty. I'm playing this for the long haul.
You're like Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah, well, our lives so similar, Tiger's and mine. No, you're right. It's not great, but I'm going to heal. I'm going to prosper and everything's going to be cool. And you're right. We also do have a hell of a Q&A show. People asking about teams, people asking about food, people asking about travel, people asking about relationships.
Yes.
I think it's a real sweet spot of things that we think we know more about than we actually do.
Well, let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
You've got mail on the Solid Verbal.
Daniel Rubenstein.
Hit me.
As often as we can, we do our best to pay homage to the fine folks around the Verballerhood who send us messages on Facebook, on Twitter, via email.
Maybe Snapchat soon.
Maybe Snapchat soon. Never know. Yeah. But, oh, wait. A special announcement.
What do we have?
We've been talking about homage for a long time. Not homage. Not homage. I'm talking about homage.
Yeah.
I believe they are your favorite t-shirt company, are they not?
It's probably, I don't even know if it's close. I have, it's t-shirts. I also have homage hoodies. I am all in on this company and could not be happier that finally, we've mentioned them before on the show, that finally they are a presenting partner of the Solid Verbal.
Homage is certainly not new to Dan and I, but they are new to the show. So we're excited to present them to you in an exciting deal. They've got vintage inspired athletic fit made in the United States t-shirts and fleece. And look, there are a bunch of clothing companies out there that are going to tout their softness.
Mm-hmm.
But trust us when we say this, only Homage's stuff is USC soft, Dan.
So at a certain point, what you're saying is you would be okay if Homage decided to say Homage clothing softer than a Pac-12 defensive line.
I think so.
I love it.
I think that's where this is all headed, to be honest with you.
I like it.
But they give shout outs to all sorts of eclectic moments and personalities and sports and music and pop culture, everything from Larry Bird to Arnold Schwarzenegger. They've got everything in the old school category covered. And now, look, it is a special deal for Solid Verballers.
Mm-hmm.
Score 20% off your online purchase at homage.com. That's HOMAGE.com. Use the code VERBAL, VERBAL, at checkout. VERBAL at checkout. You will get 20% off. What's more, they've even got free returns and great customer service. You can also find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They're just like us, at Homage.
Mm-hmm.
And we would encourage you that whether you hear this ad and you like the fact that they're fans of the Verbal, or whether you buy something, just tweet it out, send it out via Instagram, Facebook. Let them know that you're glad to have them in the Verballerhood and you dig their stuff. So check them out. Again, it's homage.com.
Mm-hmm.
Your code is Verbal for 20% off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been receiving tweets about with people sending us pictures of themselves wearing Solid Verbal shirts. Get an Homage shirt. Get a couple Homage shirts.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Send us pictures and we'll make sure the world sees how dapper you look. Yeah, I've been wearing this stuff forever. No joke, Ty. I get stopped in grocery stores, even your beloved Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I've had an Homage Bowling Green shirt forever. And a couple of friends of mine went there. And I just liked the design. We complain a lot on this show when the logos get too flashy and too fancy. And we really like the sort of throwback inspired looks when college teams go to it. So I'll be wearing my BGSU shirt and like somebody will come up to me as I'm reaching for unsalted butter and say, oh, you're from Southern Ohio? I'll be like, what? What are you talking about? I love this soft shirt and this incredible vintage design, ma'am. And it's great. And I'm a big believer. Yeah.
It's good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So check it out. Homage.com. Your offer code is Verbal. All right, Dan.
Yeah.
I got a Google Doc in front of me with a bunch of questions. Where are we going first?
Let's start with Brandon, because we have a couple of questions as it relates to his question. So a couple of people asking about Nebraska and if we feel like they could be this year's Iowa, perhaps, how to tell your family and friends and loved ones about an undefeated Nebraska team. I don't know, Ty, but here's what I know about Nebraska. First of all, are you bullish? Are you excited? Nebraska, I believe, hosts Oregon early on in the season.
Right.
September 17th, but you look at their schedule and it's pretty good. I mean, they go to Columbus. It's not great. That's not a great time, but it's if you're going to pick a year to go to Columbus and have things figured out potentially by early November, great band, great time of year to play Ohio State. I think that's the move. On the road, Northwestern, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Iowa. So not great, but not the worst. So.
I don't think it's an unworkable schedule. And the other thing that I would throw in here, Nebraska had a bad run of luck last year.
Yeah.
Think of all the games they lost late in the game, all the second half collapses that Nebraska had. It can't possibly go that exact same route again. It just won't. Mike Riley, I think, is too good a coach. I do expect them to kind of get their act a little bit more together. That's not to say they're going to go to Ohio Stadium,
and knock off Ohio State. That's right. Not to say they're going to go up to Camp Randall and knock off Wisconsin, but you know, some of the other games on here, could they go to Kinnick Stadium and beat Iowa? Yeah.
Tommy Armstrong.
Could they beat Maryland and Minnesota and Purdue and Indiana and Illinois? I think it's there for the taking in the Big Ten West. I don't think it's an impossible schedule. There are definitely some losses there, but certainly I think it shapes out a little bit better than it did a year ago.
Worried about the losses along each of the lines, but I like the skill position talent. Tommy Armstrong probably has a B-plus ceiling. Nebraska, I think, is going to be pretty good, but I think the absolute ceiling is 9-3.
I would agree
for
with
this
that.
Team. I think the absolute ceiling. But I'm excited to see what Mike Riley can do in year one, or excuse me, in year two. And I think they're putting together a really good recruiting class for the following season. So things appear to be going in an upward trajectory.
I agree with that.
All right, next question.
Yes.
Let's go to, I'm scanning through here, prediction for the College World Series. Do you pay attention to that at all?
A little bit, yeah. I'm a baseball fan.
Who do you like? I just saw something for the first time that blew my mind.
Yeah.
What Texas A&M does. Did you see the clip of this? Texas A&M fans?
I know they're very intimidating.
Okay, so it was, I believe, a neutral field, and I want to say it was Texas A&M TCU. If a pitcher walks a batter, and then facing the next batter, throws a ball after throwing four balls,
right,
the entire crowd goes, ball five, ball five. But I'm not talking about like a sort of an air ball chant. I'm talking about however many thousands of people in perfect unison going, ball five. And then if he throws another ball, they seamlessly go to ball six, ball six. And it is easily my favorite thing that Texas A&M athletics have done in the past few years.
I used to do that in the high school dugout.
Is that a real thing?
It is a real thing.
But they get the whole crowd.
Yeah, I didn't do the whole crowd. I did it just as one man. But I could see how that would be intimidating. That's great.
You see the pitcher just breaking down from the inside, having a sadness Ralph Wiggum moment. This is the moment where his heart breaks, and it's right around ball seven, ball seven. So I don't know. Is Texas A&M still in the College World Series?
I believe Texas Tech is still in the college baseball.
A&M is out.
A&M is out. I'm going to go with Florida to win.
Okay. They're the one seed. Oh, I'm going UCSB.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going Gauchos.
Okay.
Yeah. Go Santa Barbara.
Yeah. I was tempted to say Coastal Carolina just to go with an underdog, but
no,
I'm going to say Florida here.
Okay. There's our pick.
Yes.
There's our big pick. Our old friend Soyun Friend says adults wearing jerseys of college football players, cool or not? We've talked about jerseys before.
Right.
We've talked about wearing paraphernalia of a team not playing in a game before. Ty, do you want to give me a quick verdict on jerseys?
You know, I'm kind of torn on it.
Okay.
Why? I'm kind of torn on it. I feel like as a novelty thing.
Can I jump in real quick?
Go ahead.
Homage t-shirts.
Homage t-shirts.
Instead of homage clothing. Fits you well.
I feel like as a novelty,
mm-hmm,
it's okay. As a novelty, it's all right.
Okay.
Don't wear it to the supermarket. You know, okay, don't wear it to church on a Sunday, or if you're going out to the sports bar on a day that isn't game day. Like, don't wear it in those situations. But if you're going to a game, though I'm not going to do it myself, I think it's okay. It's all right. I'll go with that. Because some people have jerseys from yesteryear and they don't got anything else to do with them other than wear them on game day. That's okay. But as a whole, I'm kind of lukewarm on the idea. I feel like, though, that's the circumstance in which it's okay. So I've come to grips with this scenario.
I'm okay with wearing a really old jersey, ironically, to a game. I think that's kind of funny. And like if you wear a Shane Matthews jersey to a Florida game, fine. I get it. I'm with you. If you wear a Jonathan Crompton jersey to a Tennessee game, if you're wearing a Tim Biakabutuka jersey, whatever it is, those are kind of like, if they've withstood the test of time and we remember them fondly or ironically, whatever, fine. But like a modern jersey, it seems hot. It looks cumbersome. I'm not about that.
So
life.
Let me ask you
not
a question.
Not about the jersey
then.
Life. Especially, here's the other thing, Ty. In a lot of places, for at least the first half of the season, it's hot. It's messy going to a college game.
Let me ask you a different. Let me ask you a different question then.
Yeah.
Let's forget about college football altogether.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel if someone shows up with a Tom Brady jersey to a Patriots game?
I think it looks dumb.
Really? Okay.
I think it looks generic. I think
baggy it is generic,
clothes,
but I understand.
Baggy clothes make you look like a baggy human.
I understand it. Don't wear it to the market, but if you want to wear it to the game, I'm all right with that. I was at the soccer game this weekend. I told you about that.
Yeah.
Saw a beautiful, like, vintage 1998 Claudio Reyna jersey.
See, that's great.
Yeah.
Who would be a good Patriot to wear? Like, who is the...
Jack Trudeau?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Who was the quarterback of the Patriots in 1989? In, like, Tecmo Super Bowl?
Jack Trudeau.
Was it Jack Trudeau? List of starting quarterback. Like,
he might have been the Colts. I don't even remember.
Wear a Tony Eason jersey. Wear a Flutie jersey. Steve Grogan.
Steve Grogan. There you go. That's who it was.
Yeah. Next question.
Yeah.
We're just burning through these. Oh, I like this one. This came to us from, I believe, Heather. And I'm sure you have a lot of experience and a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
My parents own 20 devices, technological devices.
Oh, God.
And have no idea how to charge any of them.
Oh, God.
How do I tell them to plug it into the wall in new ways?
In new ways.
So
my guess here from the way she has phrased this is that her parents have difficulty with the concept that they all plug into the wall the same way. Is that what she's implying?
Well, that they all plug in the same way and they forget to or don't remember to charge. Like, they don't understand why their phone won't turn on or that they're getting a beep because something is low in battery. So they have no idea how to charge them. So how do you tell them to plug it into the wall? And how do you tell them new ways?
I don't think there's a way to tell anybody to plug it into the wall. I think it's trial by fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, I don't know how you get past that problem. This is one problem as a bit of a tech geek I have not encountered.
Really?
I have not encountered anybody with like, oh, you have to charge it. I've encountered the bad battery thing with the iPhone.
Right.
Have not encountered someone like Mama H, like anybody for that matter, who has difficulty with the concept of actually charging their devices.
So I will, when I'm home, I will make sure in the rooms that my parents spend the most time that I just buy extra plugs and cables and leave it plugged in. Be like, oh, you're low on battery. You're already set. You don't need to look for the cable. It's already plugged in. You're already good to go. The other tip I would go with, and older people, and by that I mean anybody over 55, they need things explained to them physically. So it's not just like, oh, plug it into the lightning cable. It's the mini white, you know, you talk about it in physical ways. You need to plug it into the mini
just
white
the
cable.
White cable, right?
Yes. I came home last week to Brooklyn and the lady friend was clearly dehydrated and says she's so busy and so stressful at work that she forgets to drink water. Hmm. Do you know what I did, Tyler?
You got her.
I took her phone. And because she herself is not great with technology, I programmed in a reminder to go off every hour. Go drink water. Go drink water.
Wow.
I think at that point that she the early feedback, very positive, very strong. She seems much more hydrated than normal. I'd say go with that for your parents. Program into their phone to remind them to charge things and where to charge them.
You know, those hydration alarms, Dan, are usually a precursor to an engagement. Just saying.
Oh, is that what that
just
is?
Just throwing it out there. It's a time-honored tradition.
All right. Fair. Obviously, you know better than I.
That's how I knew
question.
It was time. Yeah. Let's go to Dakota.
Alarms.
I want to
go
to Dakota. What's the last video game either of you has played?
Anything recent?
When he says video games, you think he counts iPhone games or are we just talking like a console, like a PS3 or 4?
Let's go either or.
I do have a PS4.
Okay. What do you play on there?
I do have the PGA Tour game. I haven't played that recently.
Is that Rory McIlroy?
It is Rory McIlroy. It's incredibly easy.
Rory.
Incredibly easy.
Okay.
The last video game I played was a Disney Infinity Marvel Universe Avengers game. We got the PS4 because Solid Wife Kate wanted to play this Avengers game.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I was down with that. So now we've got the PS4. I played the Avengers game and I am looking forward very much to FIFA 17 when that comes out in September. That will be the next sports video game I play.
I really haven't played games in a while, not for any good reason. Most of it because the NCAA series has at least ceased to exist in advancing. On my iPad, I have Jetpack Joyride, which I'll play occasionally.
Ooh, good game. Good game.
I had an older iPhone that had like no room on it, so I really wasn't playing games. So I'm if people want to tweet me, Solid Verbal or Dan Rubenstein, what are good games right now for iOS? Just to pass time. It could be sort of Sudoku or puzzly stuff. It could be just like random side-scrolling, whatever. I'm down to play a new game.
Did you ever take me up on Alto's Adventure?
Oh, no, I didn't. I need to. That's where he's like falling down a hill or running down a hill or something. Oh,
changed my life.
Still, do you still play?
I still play. Changed my life, though, I'd say for a good 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good game. Check that
out. Next question from John, who I believe also asked us about the College World Series.
Yeah.
Follow-up prediction on the University of Miami's record for the fall. Miami, of course, a couple of things that I had forgotten about just because I hadn't paid attention post-spring to too much stuff in the way of teams that are neither looking to be excellent or looking to be big disasters. They hired Missouri's defensive line coach, Craig Kulongowski.
Yep.
Who sounds like Donald Trump's manager, right. His campaign manager.
Yep.
Not one in the same person.
Not roughing up reporters, right?
But the aggression, I guess, would be there for both of them.
Sure.
Which is an unbelievable coup for that defensive line, which still has some pieces and has recruited well in the front. Concerned about Miami's, the back part of their defense, really like. It's a young offensive coordinator, but Mark Richt is calling plays. Brad Kaya should be great. Deep running back, stable, questionable receivers. The big thing with Miami, and this is wonderful news, is they don't play Clemson this year.
Right.
So that's great. Not so great as they go to Notre Dame, but really their road schedule.
It's workable. I was looking at
first
the schedule
year,
before. Yeah.
Yeah, first year Virginia Tech. Who knows what you're going to get from Georgia Tech. Virginia with the first year coach. NC State with a, you know, an average outlook at the moment.
Treading water. Yeah. I look at this and here's what's fascinating to me. Now, I don't know if I looked at the wrong website.
Okay.
We do a ton of research for this show.
Clearly.
And I may have looked at the wrong over-under. It doesn't feel right to me, but I thought I saw somewhere that Miami's over-under for win total is 6.5.
Okay.
I would feel pretty good about jumping on the over there because let me go through this.
Well, they go to Boone, which is weird early.
They go to Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But look, Florida A&M, Florida Atlantic, App State.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three wins. You go.
I would assume so.
You go to Georgia Tech. I feel okay about that one. Florida State, North Carolina, at Virginia Tech, at Notre Dame. Those are your four big ones. All right. Let's say you lose all four of them. At that point, you're still on pace for 8-4. Then you got Pitt, you got Virginia, you got NC State. Both of those games are on the road, and then Duke.
Right.
I feel pretty good about 7-5. I'm not saying 9-3, but I feel pretty good about a 7-5 year. So I'd be inclined to go over there.
Yeah, I think 7-5 or 8-4. I think they're good enough with an experienced quarterback and a good coach and what should be an improving defense. They're not going to be great, but Manny Diaz is now running that defense. And you know they'll be attacking for better or worse. They might attack their way out of a play, but I think they're going to disrupt a good amount. Last year, how many games did they lose? And certainly the Clemson game was extraordinarily ugly and they win the weird Duke game. But how many games did they lose that they're like, wow, they definitely shouldn't have lost that game because of a talent discrepancy? Maybe the Cincy game. I'm fine with saying that Cincy game was a bad game.
Yeah.
But beyond that, last year wasn't the biggest disaster. They played Washington State in a hailstorm or whatever the hell was happening in the Sun Bowl. That I don't think you can make too big a deal about.
That was a weird game.
I don't think... It doesn't seem to me like they're getting that much worse to feel like six and a half.
That's
games.
Where I stand on it. And I think Brad Kaya is only going to get better with Mark Richt.
I think he's good. I think he might be, his ability might be a little overstated as it relates to top quarterbacks in the country, but still really good.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about 7-5 at a minimum. So I'm going to go over there to answer your question. Let me do another sponsor here, Dan, before we get to a bunch of other questions.
What do you got?
I got Bonobos.
Oh, so do I.
Did you get some?
I did, absolutely.
What'd you order?
I got a pair of chino shorts, just some shorts. I went with the medium length, not the shortest, not the longest, and very comfortable.
I still got to make my order.
It came like that.
So look, everybody wants to look their best, but oftentimes you don't have the time or the motivation to go out and actually go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it takes to maintain the stylish wardrobe? Well, You don't get to deal with that hassle and inconvenience of clothes shopping any longer. Go to bonobos.com, B-O-N-O-B-O-S. They take the pain and hassle out of finding stylish clothes that will fit you well. Because they've got clothes for any body type or any fit preference, you can easily browse through their top quality styles in your home. They've also got free and easy shipping and returns, fast service. And if you are ever so inclined, you can try on clothing at one of 20 or more guide shops before you buy. And you can ship directly from store to your home. Again, all for free. They offer a full line of stylish men's clothing, all meticulously crafted for a better fit. They got shirts for the office or the weekend, suits, pants, jeans, jackets, outerwear, ties, belts, shoes, even golf stuff, which I haven't tried yet, but I'm excited to give a shot. You know, look, slim fit, standard fit, tall, athletic fit if you got large thighs. They got everything covered, really, at bonobos.com. So for a limited time right now, we love Bonobos. We're cashing in on this deal ourselves. You can get 20% off your first order when you go to bonobos.com, B-O-N-O-B-O-S.com, and enter the promo code SOLID. That's S-O-L-I-D at bonobos.com. The code is SOLID. You will discover the difference that an expertly crafted, better-fitting wardrobe can make, Dan.
I think I dropped off and came back.
You're back from the dead.
I'm back from the dead. Yeah, throw a very comfortable homage shirt on top and some colorful Bonobos pants on the bottom, and you are living life correctly.
We've got one more sponsor that we're going to read a little bit later. I think it'll pair well with our other two sponsors this evening. But first, we've got more questions.
Yes. All right. Let's go. Let's stay with the theme of college football in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And somebody has a very ambitious hypothetical.
Okay.
If Del Rio, Luke Del Rio, of just constantly transferring fame, throws for 3,000 yards and something like 25 and 10 touchdowns, interceptions, why can't Florida go to the college football playoff?
Ooh.
Because it's not going to happen. Florida has recruited really, really well. There are a number of very good players on both sides of the ball. I'm not crazy about what they've lost on defense and all areas of the field. Luke Del Rio, I think the best you can hope for is like a 17-13 type. I don't think even that might be a stretch type season. Just him not screwing up. So the best you could hope for would be like 12-4, 12 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. I don't think he's much beyond that, but they could win. I mean, do you have their schedule in front of you, Ty?
I can pull it up, yeah.
I have it right now.
Okay, go ahead.
They open with UMass.
Okay.
UMass, Kentucky, North Texas to open up.
Okay.
3-0 does not seem unreasonable.
No.
Keep they keep winning against Kentucky. It's fine. The hype machine that is Tennessee in Knoxville, followed by Vandy. So at worst they split that and you're talking about 4-1.
4-1.
LSU, it's in Gainesville. There's a 5-1 is not unreasonable, but 4-2 is worst case. Mizzou with a new coach and what should be a slightly better offense, but still nothing we're crazy about at the moment. So we're talking about 6-1, perhaps, with a bye week heading to Georgia.
Sure.
And the game in Jacksonville, 6-2. Arkansas, 7-2. 6-3.
South Carolina,
7-3. Yeah. Presbyterian, 8-3. Florida State, 8-4.
Yeah. I feel like if you go with that stat line for Luke Del Rio, 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 10 picks. He says, why can't they go to the college football playoff? Maybe they can go to the SEC championship.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, especially with their losses on defense, and, you know, they've got questions at quarterback now. If we assume the premise of this question is correct, then
right. The
questions at quarterback aren't an issue, but they're still not 100% sure what they're going to get at running back.
Right.
Just some key areas where I feel like there's a lot up in the air. You got to like what you saw, at least on the coaching side last year. I thought that was very positive, but it still feels like a bit of a stretch college football playoff at this point. So if he has a good year, I could see SEC East. I could see SEC Championship. I just feel like there's so much ammo, as always, coming out of the West that they're going to have to contend with that, and they probably won't have the firepower on offense or defense to take it to that next level.
Did you see the piece that Bill Connolly and Jason Kirk wrote for SB Nation about taking away divisions in the SEC?
Yeah.
Locking in three traditional rivals and rotating the schedule such that you play everybody in the league at least once every 2 years.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Can I be honest with you about something here?
Please.
I'm kind of fatigued by this whole realignment thing.
Well, this is not, I mean,
it's, I'm not the only one, but I'm so fatigued by the actual alignment talk that has gone on.
Okay. So it's not realigning. It's just sort of de-aligning.
Just any aligning.
Right,
anything
okay.
at all where it's like, maybe we should have 100 teams in one conference. You know, like I'm so fed up with it at this point that I can't digest any more of it is what I'm saying. You know, okay. I like chocolate chip cookies, but I should have stopped after number 6 and now I've got a stomach ache.
Right.
So I'm just like, on pretty much all these ideas. I'm going to go back. I did read it and I do like Jason and Bill very much, but
right.
I'm just kind of at the point where I can't digest any more proposed ideas for conferences.
Oh man, picking a fight with two separate.
I like the guys.
Podcasts.
No, they're way smarter than me. I'm just saying. I just can't take it anymore. I'm having a hard time with it right now. All I could do is be honest on my own show.
Let's get into some love. Ty.
Yes, love.
Because if
show
nothing
me the love.
Else, this is where you are an expert. This comes to us from Craig. What did / would go in a premarital quote contract for you? Mine covered number of kids. Ooh. He says parenthetically 2 to 3. Dog. 1, comma, not in bed. Ty, I know you have extremely wrong thoughts about that. And Christmas tree, parenthetically, real. I don't have to worry about the final two of those with any potential premarital contract. But if I remember correctly, please correct me if I'm wrong, you met with the member of the clergy before you got married?
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were these topics broached and getting on the same page, or were you already on the same page as it relates to future big decisions?
Right. Well, I mean, we had to meet with the priest at least 3 times to get the whole dog thing figured out. But when you go in and meet with the clergy, they just kind of talk philosophically about big picture things. You're not talking specifics like kids or dogs or Christmas trees or anything. You know,
right.
The important things in life, you're not really talking about. You're just kind of trying to get some alignment as a whole.
Right.
So
and you just got done talking about how you were against aligning.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's eating away at my soul.
So what are the big picture discussion points then? If it's not number of kids or pets or whether that pet can sleep in your bed.
I mean, I feel like he's kind of got them all covered. The Christmas tree thing, I think you got to go fake.
Okay.
If I'm being honest, you got to go fake. So,
but your same page number of children potentially.
Yeah. No, I think we're covered on most of the big stuff.
Okay.
And we're pretty good at making big decisions. So I've always been comfortable. We haven't had a true quote unquote contract off of which we've worked. Mm-hmm. I will say, Craig, this is one of the funniest tweets I've ever read. It was so confident. It was perfect. So thank you for sending this in.
I don't know what would be in my contract. I mean, the number of kids thing, I think same page. I'm not even engaged. Same page already. That's good to go. And I don't know that I would be meeting with a member of the clergy. Dog, don't have to worry about it. The lady friend is allergic just like she is to most things.
As am I.
Oh, okay. So you will not be getting a dog.
No.
Christmas tree, definitely do not need to worry about.
Right.
the big obstacle is going to be location, city.
Ooh.
In which we live.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically down to two places. I will not be in New York long term.
Wow.
It'll be Chicago or it'll be Los Angeles. Most likely, unless there is a big overarching job decision at some point for either one of us. So we'll see what happens on that front. That would be the only real discussion point at this point where I think there are differences.
We're covering some ground on this show here. We're talking about your feet.
Sure.
We're talking about
toes,
your premarital contracts here.
Huh?
All right.
I don't know if there's anything else. Like, I feel like same page, but you know, we'll see.
All right.
Let's stay with love, Ty.
Yeah, please do.
We're going to stay with love. This comes to us from Holly. She's going to San Francisco for her honeymoon. Any good food recommendations must be as unhealthy as possible. Ty.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in saying you've never been to San Francisco?
I've never been to San Francisco.
Okay. Great, great food town. I will say this. Explore as much as you can. I've been to Alcatraz like 3 times. It's very touristy, but it's like my favorite thing. Try to go to Oakland if you can, because it's a lot sunnier in the East Bay. It's always cloudy and foggy in San Francisco. The city's great. Try to get to Oakland. If you get to Oakland and you want unhealthy, go to a place called Bake Sale Betty, an amazing fried chicken sandwich and baked goods just in general. What a better combination than that. Within San Francisco itself, get what I might have to call the best burrito I've ever had in my life at La Taqueria.
Hmm.
The secret, though, Ty, ask for your burrito dorado. D-O-R-A-D-O, dorado, which basically just means
gold?
Crispy. Nah, close.
I'm thinking El Dorado, the city.
Well, I mean,
gold.
It ends up in a golden brown color.
Yeah, okay.
So, sort of. They'll take your burrito and they'll throw it on the griddle and they'll really crisp it up. It's the greatest thing ever. Pizzeria Delfina, really, really good pizza and craft beer. Trying to think of other places that I've really enjoyed. There's another pizza place called Flour and Water, but that's sort of more hipstery pizza pasta. Let's be company people, Ty, and say go to the Eater heat map and like just go to Eater San Francisco and look it up.
Yep.
There's all sorts of unhealthy options, burgers and whatever you need. That would be my recommendation. If you go to Oakland, Bake Sale Betty.
And if you're not in San Francisco, can't you eat some Hamburger Helper, the San Francisco treat?
I think that's Rice-A-Roni, Ty.
Rice-A-Roni, excuse me.
Oh, and the other place is State Bird Provisions. Try to get a reservation there. It's like really elevated, greasy, unhealthy food. It's great.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Yes.
Not Hamburger Helper. Okay, moving on.
Next.
We're leaving that in the show.
Next question. How much should Villanova be favored by in the season opening demolition of secretly decent Pitt?
This has to be a Penn State fan.
You think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's from somebody named Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know Penn State fans named Chris. Is Villanova going to be good this year?
In football?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, like pretty good last year in basketball, so we'll count that, but they've been good in the past.
May I sort of bring the show to a screeching halt like I normally do?
Yeah.
How much are we rooting for James Conner this year?
Ooh.
How great would it be if he just wrecked shop and Pitt was amazing? I have no idea if Pitt's going to be amazing. I have not read deeply and watched a ton of, you know, what they've been doing this offseason in the spring. All I want is for James Conner to rush like 2,000 yards.
It would be a great story.
Coming off of just destroying cancer and he just destroys college football. That would be the greatest.
It would be a good story for sure. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm rooting for Pitt. I'm rooting for a secretly decent Pitt. I am.
Okay. Ty, which non-bowl team from 2015 do you think will improve the most and Ooh. Which bowl team will be worse?
Ooh. See, all right.
Where is your early investment?
My early investment is Texas. Now, I know Texas made a bowl, but I don't think they should have.
Okay.
All right. They had a losing record. They mm-hmm. should not have been in a bowl game.
Right.
But Texas is going to be my answer, whether
Why?
It's right or not. I just feel like there's so much talent. And I know it's like a Texas is still Texas thing. I'm doing it now for like 7 straight years. I can't deprogram from the fact that I've always kind of had a soft spot for the Longhorns. Mm-hmm. I feel like Charlie Strong's a really good coach.
Yeah.
And I feel like above all else, he's gotten really a bum steer. No pun intended.
Okay. Bum
in Texas. So I am convinced that he will find some way to pull it together. And again, make the Horns more competitive in the Big 12. I think he can do it. I'm not sure how long it's going to take him to return them to the promised land.
Right.
But if he can get his quarterback situation figured out, and that's a big if, but if he can, I feel like they can make some noise, and I feel like there will be market improvement, even if it's not in terms of, you know, a 9-3 season, even 8-4 with a lot of promise among young players, I think would be a really big step forward. So
yeah,
I'm going to say Texas, whether it qualifies as an answer to this question or not.
I would say Kansas State, but they open at Stanford, which isn't great early and adding a loss to the schedule. They could win that game. Stanford, you know, has to replace a number of key parts, but the fact that they go to Oklahoma, going to Baylor does not become as worrisome without our Briles and everything that's happened there. Going to TCU, their schedule's not great. I just, Kansas State doesn't feel like a program that's going to have a losing record 2 years in a row. I'm bullish long-term on Syracuse and Dino Babers, but their schedule's not great either.
Yeah.
From the ACC, Big Ten-wise, a team with a losing record. I don't think Maryland's going to be great this year, but they've been recruiting their ass off, and that suddenly is a team that I feel like, could they go 6-6 this year and improve by 3 games? Sure. Minnesota's schedule is real easy, but Maryland right now,
yeah.
If Maryland's offense is just 60th in the country, if they are just stone cold average and their defense is pretty good,
yeah, they'll be all right.
They'll be fine. I mean, the division isn't great. They're at Michigan and Ohio State in consecutive weeks, but their non-con isn't bad at all. I mean, it's FIU, Howard, UCF. Who else is in their non-con? I don't know. But Purdue, Penn State on the road, Minnesota, Michigan State at home. It's not the worst. And I'm going to pull a tie here, and I'm going to say I'm going to see some improvement from Maryland, and I can see bowl eligibility.
Okay.
Other than that,
all right.
Looking, is there anybody in the Pac-12 that you're particularly buying in on that had a losing record last year? ASU, do you feel great about? They finished 6-7.
I don't want to talk about ASU ever again on this show.
Okay, I understand. Playoff team last year, right? That's what you had?
I don't want to talk. Me and Kirk Herbstreit had him in the playoff.
I'm going to go Colorado makes a bowl. How about that?
Wow, okay.
Colorado, 4-9 to 7-5.
That'd be great. I'd be down with that.
I'd be happy with that.
Jump through hoops for that, sure.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah, what we got?
Do you consider yourself an expert as for home spacing?
Home spacing?
Like how to lay out a home to fully take advantage of space?
I can walk into a room, an empty room that's like 20 by 20, and I kid you not, I cannot in my head envision how like a normal size bed fits in that space.
Right.
I have a horrible sense of what's going to fit into an empty room. So no, that is not my forte. Not in the least bit.
So this comes to us from Brian. He says he's moving tomorrow and won't have a separate room for an office, and he needs to split a big living room artificially to create one.
Okay.
I feel like you don't want to put up weird dividers or weirdly divide a room with furniture.
Like a cubicle wall in your living room?
Yeah, I don't think you go that route. But again, he probably has to concentrate if he's trying to work in an office setting and somebody else is watching TV or playing, you know, their PS4, what is it, the game you play? Disney Infinity?
Disney Infinity, yeah.
Disney Infinity. I think the move here is take advantage of it as an opportunity to ditch a lot of stuff you don't need and to declutter and figure out ways to create storage out of things that are not typically used for storage. Like you can get coffee tables with storage built in. You can get desks with a ton of storage. You can, I don't know, like wall units, and then really take it as an opportunity to declutter. Other short of that, I have no idea. I'm not a spatial person like that.
I would say the most I can contribute to this argument is to get those really quiet Bose headphones that kind of drown out all other noise.
Oh, yeah.
That could be helpful. Yeah, the noise-canceling ones. That would be helpful if you're looking to kind of declutter distraction from your work life. But as far as actually moving things around or knocking down walls, or I love the idea of putting up the cubicle wall in the living room.
Yes.
But beyond that, I don't know if I can really contribute much.
What about something? You know when you would watch those, they'd be like PG-13 movies from like 1993. It'd be like a Dick Tracy type movie.
Right.
And there'd be like a beautiful woman changing, and there'd be one of those like accordion wall things.
Oh, right.
And like she'd throw a bathrobe over it, and then you just sort of see like the silhouette of her body.
Right.
Do they make a corporate version of that? Of that sexy accordion? Maybe I'm going to go on Amazon and look up sexy corporate accordion.
Okay.
Maybe that's something like that, where it's sort of tasteful that you can fold and sort of put it up against the wall when you're not actually trying to do work at your desk. Yeah, sexy corporate accordion, whatever that's actually called, I think is the answer.
All right. Well, on that note, we've got one final sponsor this evening, and then we can get to a few more questions. All right.
Sexy corporate accordions.
Do you love books?
Yeah, of course.
Do you find you never have time to read them, Dan?
Time is not anything I generally have.
Audible.com. Perhaps you've heard of them. They have the perfect solution. They're called audiobooks. If you're listening to a podcast, surely you know what an audiobook is. If not, it's like a podcast, but way better. You can listen to all the books you've been meaning to read while you are on the go at the gym, during your commute, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Audible.com, they've been playing in this space forever. They've got over 250,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine, and newspaper publishers. You name it, their app is free. It works on iPhones, iPads, Android, Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 different kinds of MP3 players. Unlike a streaming or rental service with Audible, you own the books, so you can access them anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone. They also have a great listen guarantee, which means if you decide you don't like the book, you can just exchange it. All right, you can get something else for it anytime, no questions asked.
Nice.
So look, there's a lot of cool books out right now. I won't talk about what the Solid Wife Kate is reading because I'm not sure it necessarily applies here to a college football show.
Right.
But I do know plenty of people at the office who on their commutes in listen to audible.com. You know, I have plenty of friends who have used audible.com. Audible.com, by the way, has been a longtime sponsor of the show. Been a while since we had them on the program, but we've always kind of had them in the backs of our minds when it comes to all things audiobooks because they really are the industry leader. So you should check out audible.com. Right now, what they're doing is offering a 30-day free trial membership. If you go to audible.com/solid, again, it's free. Show your support for our show and get a 30-day free trial at audible.com/solid. It's a really good deal. If you've not used Audible before, I mean, all you really got to do is log onto the website. I think to an extent it sells itself. They really are good at what they do, and it's a great product. So again, audible.com/solid. Check it out for free for 30 days.
Ty, I Amazoned Sexy Corporate Accordion.
Okay.
And it actually came up with a really good solution.
Yeah.
It's one of those Asian accordion screens. You've seen, you know what I'm talking about, right? You can picture this. Oh, like an accordion,
like the
window
fan?
Pane. No, it's like a tall window pane, like a folding window pane thing, like I'm describing, but with more of an Asian motif. So what I'm saying to this gentleman is really go with a heavy Asian motif for your new place. So this will fit in seamlessly.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Final question, I believe, and this sort of ties everything together with you being a Notre Dame fan and us talking about food.
Yeah.
Ty and Dan, less than 12 weeks till the college football season is upon us. This comes to us from Matt, by the way.
Matty!
As a Notre Dame alum and lifelong fan, it's nice to know there are Notre Dame fans that went to there, to Notre Dame. That's good for them.
Yeah.
I love taking road trips to see the Irish play in locations I've never been. Last season was Clemson. And where did he see them, Ty? Where did he see them play? In what scenario?
I believe he saw them in a monsoon, right?
Monsoon, that is correct.
In a monsoon.
That's my
It was the monsoon
thing.
Season.
Oh, Ty, what are we going to do this year if Notre Dame is really good, but perhaps not playoff worthy? Like they're the sixth or seventh best team and they don't lose to a team in a close game in a monsoon. It's going to be so strange.
I was kind of depressed that In a Monsoon didn't get more nominations for a Verbe. That was one of my favorites. Oh. Talking to your kids about Iowa was a big deal. All right. That gained like national accord, but the In a Monsoon thing. Was great. And so many people picked up on it.
Yeah.
Anytime it would rain at any game in the country, we'd get like, and people don't know this because they aren't seeing the tweets come through.
Right.
But anytime it would rain at any game, we'd get calls on the reverb line and we'd get like 50 tweets like, got a monsoon going on here in Boulder.
Yeah.
It was the best, just the best. So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, and you have Notre Dame, who's totally in there because they only lost to Clemson monsoon. Yeah. Okay, so last season was Clemson. This season, he is targeting Texas.
Nice.
Very smart.
Nice.
The plan is to fly to Dallas with some friends and drive down to Austin for the extended holiday weekend. Any suggestions of things to do in Dallas and barbecue place to eat in Austin? Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
okay,
Matt.
So first of all, I don't know Dallas food all that well. But I will say, Ty, you and I ate some of the best barbecue we've ever had at Pecan Lodge in Dallas.
Very good.
There are lines at Pecan Lodge, and normally I advocate against going to places that ask you to wait in long lines because there are generally A-minus versions of said places in the vicinity. Pecan Lodge is great. There's also, I think, Full City Tacos and, Taco Joint, also good in Dallas. I don't know Dallas food all that well. I know Austin food pretty well. And this is what I'll say. Try to eat outside as much as possible.
Yeah.
Especially if, I don't know where he's coming from. Let's assume somewhere in the Midwest. If he's a Notre Dame alum, if he's coming from Chicago or somewhere in Indiana, the Northeast. Eat outside as much as you can. That includes going to Veracruz for breakfast tacos, for migas tacos. That includes Pueblo Viejo for breakfast and
whatever
tacos.
Was that the food truck?
That's they're both food trucks. That
okay, what was the food truck we went to?
We went to Pueblo Viejo.
If you go to Pueblo Viejo, you too can take a somewhat vaguely mysterious photo of your of yourself eating a burrito that you can use as your Twitter avatar.
This is true.
Until the end of time, like yours truly.
This is absolutely true. Go to Valentina's for really good brisket tacos. And the famous barbecue place, well, there's a number of famous barbecue places, but the one that gets a lot of the attention is Franklin Barbecue. There, you're going to have to wait in like a 4-hour line. It's excellent. I've had it. I was lucky enough not to have to wait in line. It's amazing. If you don't have 4 hours to spare, don't go there. Go to either La Barbecue, just LA Barbecue. It's a great barbecue cart. Also, sometimes lines. I would also recommend the Micklethwaite or Micklethwaite. And not far from Franklin at all. Micklethwaite. Shot an easy call episode there, and it was phenomenal. So I'd recommend that. The only other place, if you feel like something completely different, because eating a lot of barbecue consecutively for meals is great, but it adds up. For something completely different in Austin, this is going to sound like a weird recommendation to make, given that it's in Central Texas. There's a sushi place called Uchi. U-C-H-I.
Yeah.
And I haven't been, but everybody I know strongly, strongly recommends it.
And you know what the good news is, Matt? If you go out in the town, if you like tying one on, if you got a little bit of a headache on the day of the game, fear not, because if you're looking for some peace and quiet, you can just go in the stadium.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it is kind of relaxing.
Darrell K. Royal Stadium, very relaxing, very quiet. You'll be just fine. Enjoy the game. That's a fun trip.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have a
shower going
time.
Down for that. That's a great trip.
It's and it's also really hard to find bad food in Austin.
Oh, totally.
It's you can eat really, really well everywhere you go. If you're in a hurry, go to Torchy's, just quick tacos, fast food type tacos, but really, really good.
Great city. Austin's a great place. You'll love it.
And yeah, if you have like if you find yourself with like half a day, there's a couple great lakes, there's a good river to run alongside, you're gonna have a great time.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Matt. That was a great email.
Yeah.
All right. Well, big show tonight, huh?
I should say so.
Homage jumping in on the action. Use
Love
the promo
homage.
Code. What was it? Verbal? V-E-R-B-A-L. If you want to get 20% off your t-shirt. Again, we have them. We love them. Also, don't forget about Bonobos at bonobos.com. Your promo code is solid. And of course, I read off audible.com free trial. audible.com/solid. So there you have it. Got a bunch of questions here that we couldn't even address because we ran out of time, but we're trying to do these Q&A shows with some amount of regularity once a month because every time we put a call out, we get millions of questions. So do our best to hopefully answer them all by the time the season rolls around, Dan.
Yes, absolutely. What do we have? So it's middle of June?
It's less than 100 days at this point, isn't it?
Only two full months until football.
Wow.
We
it's
only
going
have two
quick
months
this year.
Oh, yeah, we're golden.
It feels like it's going quicker this year. We've been doing this a long time. Feels like it's going quicker.
We've got a couple of ideas up our sleeve. We're going to do at least one more scheme theme month show, and it's just a month that's stretched over 7 to 8 weeks.
Sure.
Excited to do that, playing phone tag with a couple of potential big-name guests, so that's good. And let's see, going to L.A. late July.
Yeah.
I'll probably be in Chicago at a certain point.
Okay.
Got a wedding in Michigan.
Wow.
I'm going to Ann Arbor I've been to a Michigan tailgate. I shot at one for SI, but I haven't explored Ann Arbor at all. And I'm very, very excited.
All right.
Love college towns. So
Ann Arbor's a fun place. I was there. It poured.
That's right.
But it was a fun town. I liked Michigan. I liked the vibe of Michigan a lot.
Yeah. Quite excited.
I also saw a fire, which was
you did.
An interesting experience, but Pinball Pete's RIP.
Yeah. You had a good life.
It did. All right. Well, thanks again to everyone who wrote in.
Yes.
Don't forget solidverbal@gmail.com. Most importantly, iTunes.com/solidverbal. We can't emphasize this enough. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing, the two most important things you can do are go to iTunes and subscribe. Now, you can subscribe anywhere.
Right.
If you like us on Google, subscribe there. If you like us on Stitcher or Lord knows wherever else you could find the show, whatever your podcatcher of choice is, subscribe to the show. That always helps. But the way that you can help above all is by going to iTunes.com/solidverbal and giving us a rating and writing a flowery review if you like what we do. All that stuff really helps boost us.
Yes.
And we need all the boost we can get because it's the off season and we haven't quite hit our stride yet because we've got a long off season ahead of us. So do that if you like our fine work here on the show.
Do.
Yeah. All right. On that note, Dan.
Yeah.
I hope your foot gets better.
Same.
Will you keep me posted?
You know I will.
All right. Well, you take care over there. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. We will catch you all next week. In the meantime, for that, go over there, Dan Rubenstein. For myself, my name is Ty Hildenbrand. Thanks again for tuning into the show and stay solid.
Peace.